Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, I guess I've caused some real ugliness here in this gubernatorial race. Giuliani came on yesterday, blasted Zeldin. Zeldin was on at 8 o'clock this morning, and he accused both Andrew Giuliani and Rob Astorino of committing forgery on these ballots. And now both Giuliani and Astorino have called in today and want to rebuttal. They actually called him a liar. And they'll both come your way after O'Reilly and Donald Trump Jr. in the 9 o'clock hour. But we do put this time aside every Thursday because this is the best. He was the best. He still is the best. He'll always be the best. We get ratings on this segment like nothing else the rest of the week. We come up a 6.0 in April, and this guy is a huge part of that success. He's got his great show here at 9 o'clock every weeknight. He's got the best website in the world, BillO'Reilly.com. His column, Fear, is great. Killing of the Killers, another amazing book in the Killing series. Not that far removed from a great road trip in the great states of Texas and Florida with Donald Trump. Here he is. The man, the greatest of all time, and I say that convincingly, Bill O'Reilly. Hi, Bill.
You know, my book's number one, but it's all fraudulent sales. Nobody really bought Killing the Killers. They just filled out a card, said they did.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, I am taking an inordinate amount of glee, I have to be honest, that I'm causing this whole fight.
You are. You always cause trouble. But I don't know why they let you on the radio. I mean, really, I keep going at you. What is he doing? Look, this local politics, you know, it's always been, let's say, flamboyant in New York. And I think the boys had kind of calmed down a little bit and tell the folks what they're going to do to make the state and city better. It doesn't really matter to me whether people get a little flustered when somebody says something about them. But you have to understand, from the politician's point of view, they're getting free airtime on WABC. So, of course, they're going to—I did. No, I didn't.
Right.
But
right.
Look, guys, come on. I mean, the state's in bad shape. Put forth some cogent points of view that how you're going to solve the problems, and the folks will vote for you most of them.
Well, two things before we get to Joe Biden, and you can appreciate both of these. First of all, it's great that me and Bernie were in the middle of this, and I'm causing this whole big fight because it's going to be a big deal, and that now people know they'll come to us for this. But you know, as a guy that's been on top, okay, and Lee Zeldin has been on top, that the other guys are going to come after you. That's the bottom line, and they'll do and say anything to try to weaken your position. So while Lee has maintained, hey, I want to talk about Kathy Hochul, I want to talk about fixing the state, the other guys know they got to beat him first to even get to Hochul, and they'll do whatever it takes. You could appreciate that.
Sure, but if I was Zeldin, I just swat it away. I wouldn't even bother with it.
Oh, well, I actually convinced Zeldin last night to come on this morning and do the opposite.
Okay, Lee, who are you going to listen to, O'Reilly or Sid? You make the call.
Hey, you and I tend to agree on a lot.
When I was number one at Fox for 16 years, every blanking day of my life, I had smears directed at me, defamation. We got to get him out of there. This was, you know, the far left doing it. We have to destroy him, bop, 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 bop. And I made a mistake early on. I did. It was a mistake. When actually dealing with this kind of garbage, there was an idiot on MSNBC who would lie about me every night. And I would sometimes, all the time, actually reply. And that was the biggest mistake I ever made. Look, I was rolling. I have, and to this day, nobody has ever gotten more viewers on cable news than I have. And it's not even close, no matter what you read. And the same thing with the books. I mean, this is really fascinating. Killing the Killers, number one on the New York Times Sunday. And the following Sunday, it's going to be number one again. Well, if you go to Amazon, they have reviews if you on Amazon.
Yeah.
But you don't have to buy the book to review. So there's a little thing saying verify purchase. If you see that, then the review is legitimate. The person bought the book on Amazon. They're reviewing the book after they read it, right? Well, about 15% of views are not verified purchases. And they go, this is the worst book in the world. They didn't read the book. They're reviewing me.
Right. Right.
All right? And so you, when you're a politician, a television guy, anybody who's trying to convince people to either vote or watch or listen to you, you got to choose your battles. And to get involved with, there's a fraud with this, all right, I just think it's a waste of time. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, you know, Zeldin, I heard the interview with you today. But if I were him, I go, look, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, I'm going to win the primary, and then I'm going to beat Hochul, and here's how I'm going to do it.
Well, he probably wants to take it back, but he can't. And now it makes for great radio. So but that's what we want to do here, which we do, thanks to you in part, every single day. And you know, of course, when you do listen, that I've spent the majority of this week talking about what you talked about on the morning message yesterday, which is this administration. Now, you're not going to agree with me here, and that's fine, because I'm coming from a very harsh place. But I really believe in my heart of hearts that Joe Biden and even Kathy Hochul, local or national, they're almost giddy about the Buffalo shooter. They don't care about these 10 African-Americans, God rest their souls, that are dead. It didn't. The bodies weren't even cold yet. Rigor mortis hadn't set in, and they were already talking about gun control and white supremacy. So my contention is they needed this story. They've been yelling white supremacy, and you have to go back to El Paso, Texas, Bill, to find anything like that 3 years ago. They needed this story to continue this lying narrative. So my contention is they're almost happy these people died. I know that's harsh. That's how I feel.
I wouldn't go that far. Certainly, they politicized it from number one. Here's the proof. This is the proof. So, Biden goes to Buffalo, as he could have. All right? If you're the president of the United States and you got 10 citizens gunned down by a racist, you go there and you give solace to the family. But then why didn't he get on a plane and go to Milwaukee right after that, where 21 Americans were shot? 21.
That's right.
And who shot him? African Americans. And they wouldn't say that. They still haven't said it. It's almost a week. But my crack investigative staff nailed it, and it was a gang shooting. So why didn't Biden get on Air Force One? It's an hour flight from Buffalo. And then get off and say this kind of violence is unacceptable as well, and give solace to the people who had loved ones shot. Milwaukee. Why? Biden can't answer that question. But even more infuriating to me as a journalist is that the blanking White House press corps won't even ask it. They're too invested in linking the Republican Party to white supremacy.
Right.
So anything that doesn't play into that narrative, they're going to ignore.
And by the way, above and beyond the Republican Party, they're linking Bernie McGurk, Sid Rosenberg. In other words, if you're a Trump supporter, you're basically part of this.
It's not a Trump supporter. It's anybody who objects to the open border.
True.
That's what it is. Anybody who says we should have border enforcement so we don't have 3 million unattended people coming in here every year. If you say that, then you are a white replacement person, a white supremacist. It's this really drives me crazy. And this is the stuff that we should reply to. Because what the Biden administration tried to do was to tell the American people, if you support the Republican Party, you support white supremacy. And why did they do that? Because they don't have one policy that has worked, not one, in 16 months.
Not one. No, listen, the New York Post does a great job of detailing everything from gas prices, supply chain issues. There's six or seven, and they left out a bunch on the front page. But I'm going to ask you this as if I didn't know the answer out of complete ignorance. Yes, this kid was a white supremacist. Yes, this kid did carry out this vile act against African Americans. By the way, he wanted to kill Jews too, but we'll leave that part out. But even knowing what this kid did, Bill O'Reilly, does this country have a major issue with white supremacy?
No.
Of course not.
I mean, I know thousands of people. Thousands. I deal, I got three corporations. I deal with people all over the United States every day. I don't know one white supremacist. Do you?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Is there a coffee shop they go to in Soho? I don't know any. I mean, look, they exist, and their websites prove that. But to me, they are a fringe group that the FBI has eyes on. If this white supremacy thing were so prevalent as Biden says, wouldn't there have been some arrests? Wouldn't we see some perp walks?
Of course, of course, of course.
Okay, because the FBI is all over it. They're all over it. But we don't see any.
No, no, because
so
they don't.
This is like what you call a political fabrication. It's a diversion. And every failing administration has used things like this. It's called wag the dog.
That's right. That's exactly right. And now on top of it, to make things even more embarrassing, as if Bill O'Reilly, they're not embarrassing enough, this ridiculous Ministry of Truth led by Nina Jankovic, of all people.
Well, who said that? Who said that, Rosenberg? Come on. I said
yes, you did.
And is on the right. Oh, my God, they're coming in for my freedom of speech. This is, oh, they're going to come get me. This is the conservative saying this. I'm going, are you crazy? They appoint some loon to be in charge of it. This is going nowhere. I mean, if nothing is going to happen, why do you react to this? Like a cat with a ball of thread. It's just, come on. We all got to calm down here. Everybody's got to. This is the stupidest, dumbest thing I ever saw. It was a huge piece of propaganda. Oh, we're going to have the Disinformation Bureau. Well, then you got to close CNN and MSNBC.
Right.
Shut them right down. Okay?
Shut them down. And New York One while you're at it. So in closing here, listen, you have had the biggest influence on me more than anyone in the history of this business. And I mean that sincerely. And 99% of the time, I agree with what you say. And oftentimes, I'll even mimic it. I'll give you the credit, but I'll mimic it. Where I disagree with you, and it's small, is I really believe Joe Biden is not just old and losing it. I really do believe there's a part of him that's evil. I really do. And he just does too many things throughout his daily day that I can't just explain away by he's getting old, he's forgetful, blah, 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 blah. And now I really feel that way, Bill. I really do.
Okay, and you may be right. But I evaluate Biden on his entirety, all right, his career. And I've never seen the evil component in his career. Corrupt, all day long. Evil, I think Pelosi is evil.
Okay.
And I put the designation on her. Because what that woman does and tries to do, but I don't think Biden at this point has the capacity to evaluate information that's put in front of him. I don't even think he knows who Queen Pierre is. All right? They just said, yeah, we're going to have a new press. Okay. What's for lunch? I mean, that's my opinion.
That's
but
funny.
I could be wrong,
oh,
Sid.
Funny.
And you could be right.
Nah, I bet against
and that.
That
would be like the first history that ever happened, but it's possible.
Anything is possible. We're in America, Bill. Hey, listen, as always, great, great job. For folks who want to buy that book, which is doing tremendously well, what's the easiest
way to
do it?
You'll, if you buy Killing the Killers, you will learn a tremendous amount. You won't be able to put it down. I want to thank everybody who's helped this book. It's number one this Sunday in the Times and the following Sunday.
Wow.
So we're rolling. Thanks for everything, Sid. Thanks for reading the book. I really appreciate it.
It was a great book, and you're great, and I love you. Thanks for coming on. Enjoy your week. We'll talk again next week. Thank you, Bill.
Okay. See you.
You, man. Take care. That's the great Bill O'Reilly. Go buy his book, Killing the Killers. Maybe his best work yet, and every killing book is great. This may be his best work yet. Go buy it today. And, of course, don't forget, tune in to Bill O'Reilly, 9 o'clock tonight, and check out the website. You'll love that, too. BillO'Reilly.com.
I don't read any books, and I'm brilliant.
And that's right. We'll take a short break. Donald Trump Jr., Andrew Giuliani, and I think Rob Astorino, too. All of them set to come our way next hour. This has been quite a show, and the next hour will not disappoint. More of Bernie and Sid with me, Sid, right after this.